Blog Talk Radio.
Precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty.
Let's get into some music.
Thank you. about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word of being here. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. God's 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, but the Father made him heir. Of all things, the throne, no one's more than a chair. But after all redemption, yes, he did. I'm leaning to the right. The light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, fucked, texted out and blooded. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Caught death beating, gave his life to the public. I love
God be with you. May the grace of my God be with you. May you know the grace of my God, and may the grace of my God be with you.
Thank you. Times you said to forgive, but what about 70 times 8? Made another mistake, one I've made over and over and over and over, and all the unworthy sacrifices I give to you, you don't see. All the raising up of hands when my soul dances to the beat of Satan's drum, and all this iniquity in my soul, all the strife causing death, it's getting cold, but I look and see a light. It was dark, the darkness had not fully overcome. Battles have been defeated, but the war you have won, and I feel like my sin is so black, but there's not enough blackness to swallow up the sun and steal away its light. Its rays will never stop their shine unless the command is breathed by the mouth of God. So I stand here in all my fear and in all my questions, but without a doubt that he lives. And because he lives, life is. And it's for today, I live today and tomorrow and the next. Amongst the soil of the planet, amongst the dust or light and gold, I am living. Heart beating, lungs breathing, I am alive, and that is the truth, and that is the meaning. Yeah. I felt so much energy trying to tell me that I need to do more, I need to do less, I need to do all the duties and keep on pursuing, but pursuing what? I had no clue. Knew it had something to do with you, but no clear vision, no hint of spark, only fog and all this dark, but I stopped becoming afraid of the silence of this night all around me. Look up, simply my eyes. The beauty of the world, I am alive, and my hands against the gallery, the same breath that's in them is in me, and this is all yours, and we are all yours, and I am all yours, and I am all yours, and this is all yours, and I am all yours, and we are all yours.
Okay, well, let's get into the message. It's called Faith Guides Us In. Living an unveiled lifestyle is a way in which we experience the fullness of what's available to us in a restored relationship with God. It's a powerful lifestyle of faith, direct encounters with our Heavenly Father, and a life transformation. It's when we live our lives in the light of a perfect sacrifice of Jesus that we begin to experience all His death was purposed to bring us. God longed for His children to walk in intimacy with Him, directly connected with His wellspring of love for us. May you experience a more tangible, loving, and powerful connection with your Heavenly Father this week. To see the living God face to face is to have our spiritual eyes opened through the important practice of faith. The entirety of our relationship with God really boils down to faith. By faith, we trust in Him even though we haven't seen Him. By faith, we believe the Bible is truly His Word, and it's by faith that we enter into a tangible presence where our hearts are transformed and our lives changed. Paul prays an important prayer at the beginning of Ephesians that I believe God desires for you and me today. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18 says that that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of the glorious inheritance in the saints. See, we need the eyes of our hearts enlightened. We need to develop a spiritual eyes to see of all the available to us in God. We need faith to guide us into deeper things of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 23 says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he has opened for us through the curtain, that is through the flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confessions of our hope without wavering, for he has promised his faithful. So God longs for us to draw near to him. He longs for us to experience him unveiled, face to face, with the eyes of our hearts and our open hearts full of awe and wonder. The single most exciting truth of our lives is that God of the universe, the creator of all, can be seen and known. Spending time with him is more satisfying, entertaining, uplifting, and better than any other way our time could be spent. If we have the faith to make time and let God move in our hearts, practicing faith as God's word tells us to, we will experience a reality unknown and unseen to the naked eye. We will experience the reality of heaven, God and man joined together in communion. Faith is a gift given to those who cry out to know God. It is a gift given by the Holy Spirit in response to our desperation for a relationship. If you will seek out more in your communion with your Heavenly Father, he will respond with an increase of faith. He will answer your calls by carrying you into the depths of his endless love where you belong, where you've always belonged. May God grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and open the eyes of your heart today as you spend time in prayer. So meditate on the importance of faith and seeking the face of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. Whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. So ask God to give you an increase of faith. Ask him to open the eyes of your heart to see him. Ask him for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Wait on him and allow him to fill you with faith. Spend time seeking the face of your Heavenly Father. Okay, rest in the presence. Allow him to show you new things about himself. Ask him how he feels about circumstances going on in your life. Psalm 27, verse 8. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. May we be people that seek out the fullness of God. May we be children awed by the beauty, majesty, mystery, and love of our Father. God has more in store for us than we could ever ask or imagine. If we will seek him with all our hearts, fight the mediocrity of the world for a higher calling of experience and all that God longs to give you. I highly suggest you read Psalm chapter 27. That'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Alrighty. Well, it brings us to the question, and that is, do you know the Lord God Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you do not, okay, that's okay. You will get a chance there in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Maybe you lack purpose in life, okay, and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from such more or worse, such as addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And also, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you do this, you will be able to come on live and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key. Okay, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So let us rejoice with them. Amen. All righty. Amen, amen. Okay. I got quite a few people in the chat room tonight. That is great. God bless all of you. Okay, I hope you are blessed and highly favored. I'm going to play some music now.
too far from counted grace. There's never a distance from forgiveness. Your love travels endlessly, reached out and has redeemed. Voices of song fail to portray the depth of your kindness that's displayed. The ruler of nations speaks the promise of your mercy. Yeah.
the king of my heart, be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow.
The king of my heart be the man.
Message of the day. Alrighty. Okay, the Father says today, you will find me in the secret place. You will not always find me in the multitude, but you will always find me in the temple. And you are that temple that I have caused you to be by my indwelling presence. When you look to man, disappointment and inavailability comes. When you pray toward the temple, there I may be found. And from there I will hear from heaven, and I will heal your land. Always remember that my voice isn't the loudest or the most popular. Find your delight in excusing yourself from the popular and that which your people clamor after. My house is not a circus, and the moving of my spirit is not a parlor game to amuse the curious. I am here waiting down deep in the acoustics of your inner man. The wells of life are springing up to life everlasting on the inside of you. Always remember who I am in you. Christ in you is hope of glory. Any voice or teaching or influence that directs you away from who I am on the inside of you is a distraction and a misdirection. When you feel insecure and inadequate, say in your soul, Christ in me is the hope of glory. When you feel orphaned and misunderstood, say of your soul, Christ on the inside of me is my Father. Christ and everyone else is just my brother. Love your brother. Stand in solidarity with your brother. But listen always. Listen joyfully. Obey your Father. even if your brother doesn't get it or see things as if I revealed them to you. This is the forward path which I am leading you and provisioning you and establishing you, says God. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Okay, all right, let's bring on a friend of mine, Paulie. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, Ken, how you doing, man?
How you been?
Oh, I've been all right, surviving the COVID. How about yourself?
Same thing here.
Same thing, man. I just want to call in and say what's up. Say what's up to my favorite pastor. Hey, real quick, have you ever done baptisms on the air? I think Doug needs a baptism.
I don't think you can't do baptism on the air, okay? Because you can't you can't dunk people in water, okay?
Well, he can go in the bathtub or use the toilet, you know.
No. No, you can't do it.
So, hey, real quick, you said you spoke tongues.
Can you
say a prayer, you know, keep the peace, you know, with everything going on in tongues?
Well, I mean, tongues come to me, okay, in certain times. I can't just turn it on like a water faucet. Okay?
Well, what does it sound like? Because I've never heard tongues.
Well, it's just whatever God puts on your heart, okay, and you're praying, and words just come out. It can be anything. It can be any language, okay? Out there, okay? It's just what it is.
So this is like when you're going down on Tony, you don't just go tongues, right? I'm joking. All right, man, I'm out of here. Put me back on mute. Hope everybody's doing all right. And, Doug, you need some help. Get some help, man. I heard about the child abuse and the alcohol problem. That ain't good, man. Get some help.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, take it easy here, my brother. Okay. All righty. Oh, well, I'm going to say good night to everybody. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night, okay? And if I decide to do a show tomorrow night, come on and join us, okay? It'll be a great show, okay? So have a good one. Wait a minute. Okay, Doug called in. Let me bring him on. Hey, Doug, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing, Ken?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell your last caller that I got baptized back in 1974, okay? And I have the certificate, Mad Mark. So, yeah, and I don't rape kids or have an alcohol problem. I used to, but I don't anymore. Amen.
Amen.
So you can just talk all this shit you want, you little fucking assholes. But I'm sorry, that ain't Doug. Amen. Goodbye.
Amen. All righty. Well, it's good to have you on, my brother.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm saying good night to everybody. So good night, everybody. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night, everybody.